Part 6. The Torment in the Presence of the Holy Angels and the Lamb. Mentioned in the message of the third angel, we think refers to the second death, at the end of the 1,000 years of Revelation 20. It cannot possibly be inflicted upon wicked men in their present state, for they could not stand one moment in the presence of angels and the Lamb, much more for a length of time as described in the message. Revelation 13:10-11. The presence of one angel at the resurrection of Christ caused the Roman guard to shake and to become as dead men. And when the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father, and all the angels with him, when the whole heavens shall blaze with glory, and the earth shake at the presence of the Lord, then those who are not cut down by the 7 last plagues will not be able to stand a moment before the burning glory of that scene. Speaking of the man of sin, Paul says, "Whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming." 2 Thessalonians 2:8. We therefore conclude that the message of the third angel contains not only a warning of the terrors of the first death of the worshippers of the beast and his image by the 7 last plagues, but also of that scene of torment at the second resurrection, when the wicked dead will be raised with bodies capable of standing in the presence of the Lamb and the holy angels. And as the host of Gog and Magog gather up around the beloved city, the final execution of the judgment will take place. Fire from God out of heaven will devour them.